What's better for a person when he is being awoken? When he wants to sleep a bit more and he gets up? Or that he's fed up with it when he wants to sleep up? When he wants to sleep and gets up? Then what's better? On the one hand, he wants to sleep, then he has to overcome that. But a person, he's weak in character, he can't overcome that, then it's better that I don't have any desire to lay in bed, that it's easier than to get up from bed. Then what's better? Then if you have the aviyut and you can put a masach on it, or it's better when there's no aviyut. There's a person who gets up every morning and he comes, and there's a person that comes a week. So maybe he who comes once a week, he overcomes such an aviyut that he makes greater efforts than the one who comes every day. Possibly, but I'm talking about a person who wakes up every day. If he goes in order to bestow, he overcomes a great aviyut. He does this work. And then he knows what to work for in order to bestow. He's quiet all day. He goes there in order to bestow. It's not a custom for him, right? It doesn't become a habit. Yeah. But there are things that a person can do, meaning that it also becomes a kind of a habit, this habit to, you know, get used to it. If he wants to break the body will agree. Is he crazy? Is he stupid? He doesn't want to work without a reward. What do you want from him? No, better not talk about it. It's the order of the work. As long as a person feels the importance and who is he bestowing to, then he has more of a desire, he feels, how do you say, more of a reward than if he receives. So what are we lacking here? Importance. This is called the correction of midnight. What is the correction of midnight? That a person has to get up early in the morning, cry about the destruction of the temple. There is the general, there is the particular, that for the destruction and so on. But he has to get up, says Rav. If he has something worthwhile to get up for, says Darbash, if he's left alone in the ruins and the destruction, then that's something else. But then he can keep on sleeping, says a student. He can't keep on sleeping, Rabash. Destruction means for him that he has nothing left for self-love. So I'm asking now, is there such a reality that a person will be put to the test and he can't succeed in that? If I'll tell you that, that's how it is that okay?
There are a few questions because habit becomes a second nature. That's what I wanted to ask. How can it be that there's no accustoming to something because habit becomes a second nature in relation to what can it? And upon all the changes, they all happen according to the light that reforms.